Intelligence, Personalities, Traits, and Ways to Work Smarter. Written by Jason Hendrickson. Narrated by Alex Lancer. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. What makes somebody more intelligent? One important reason why people could find talking about intelligence awkward is the conviction that it is a thing you are born with, and therefore you can do nothing to affect it. That undercuts social equality and feeds into the very connection between intelligence assessing and tests and eugenics, which still has a big connotation for most people. Still, there is no getting away with the fact that intelligence is acquired to some degree. Researchers found that the IQ of kids adopted at birth bore little correlation with that of their adoptive parents or caregivers, but strongly associated with that of their biological parents. What's more, this association ended up being stronger as the child got older. That's counterintuitive for most people, says Robert Plomin at King's College London, who led the study. They think, as you go through life, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune build up, and ecological differences end up being cumulatively more important, because they believe that genes only impact what happens at the moment of conception. And that's not true, naturally. As a matter of fact, numerous studies all point in the same direction. About 50% of the distinction in intelligence between people because of genetics, he says. However, genes aren't destiny. For many years, the quest for particular intelligence genes showed unfruitful. Not long ago, nevertheless, genetic research studies have grown big and powerful enough to identify at least some of the hereditary foundations of IQ, although each gene associated with intelligence has only a small effect in seclusion, the combined influence of the 500-odd genes recognized so far is rather significant. We are still a long way from accounting for all of the heritability, says Plomin. But just in 2015, we have gone from being able to account for about 1% of the variation to maybe 10%. So, of course, genes matter, but they are definitely not fate. Genes give us a blueprint. It sets the limitation. Nevertheless, it is the environment that identifies where within those limits an individual develops, says psychologist Russell Warne at Utah Valley University. Take, for example, height, another highly heritable characteristic. Children will grow taller if they eat a healthy diet than if they eat a less healthy one, just because a very good diet plan helps them accomplish their full hereditary potential. Likewise, with intelligence. Iodine deficiency at the time of youth is associated with lower IQ, and addressing this in developing countries has increased cognitive abilities. So too has treating parasitic worms and removing lead from fuel. Other ecological influences on IQ aren't as apparent. Cases of abuse and neglect aside, twin research studies expose that the shared family environment has only a really little impact on cognitive capability. Plomin, for this reason, presumes that intelligence has less to do with parenting style than chance. It's distinctive aspects that make a difference, he says. Like the kid ends up being ill or something like that, but even then, children tend to recover to their hereditary trajectory. Chapter 2. What is intelligence and how is it gauged? Reading a roadmap upside down, excelling at chess, and producing synonyms for brilliant could look like three different abilities, but each is thought to be a measurable indicator of general intelligence, or G, a construct that includes problem-solving capability, spatial control, and language acquisition, and is relatively stable across an individual's lifetime. IQ tests compare an individual's efficiency on the test with the efficiency of other people of the same age, usually described as a normative sample. In kids, the score shows the distinction between a child's mental and sequential age. IQ, or intelligence ratio, is the score most widely used to evaluate general intelligence, or G, and typically measures a variety of skills, from verbal to spatial.